From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei. Some Obamacare insurance subsidies were struck down by one court but upheld by another during a tumultuous day for the Affordable Care Act. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Rick Stone has more on the court rulings and the threat to the tax credits that have recently helped thousands of Floridians buy health insurance.
A federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. ruled that the government may not subsidize Obamacare policies unless they were purchased from state-run insurance exchanges. Florida and 35 other states refused to set up those exchanges and sent their citizens to buy on the federal exchange. The D.C. court, following a strict reading of the Affordable Care Act, said those subsidies were illegal. University of Miami health policy professor Stephen Ullman believes 800,000 state residents could be in trouble.
We are the state that has the highest participation of people buying into the federal exchanges. We had nearly 1 million people buy in. About 20% of those individuals did not need the subsidy, but 80% did. These are people who would now see the rate of their health insurance effectively go up.
But a same-day ruling from a Virginia appeals court was exactly opposite. Those judges ruled that the obvious intent of the law trumped the nature of the exchanges. Ullman agrees.
Congress did intend that people have access to insurance to provide comprehensive health insurance throughout the country to move toward universal health care coverage.
If appeals don't reconcile the two court rulings, the cases will go to the U.S. Supreme Court. A resolution may be nearly a year away. Nothing will change in the meantime, but health experts worry that if the D.C. court prevails, health costs will rise, and all but the very sick will drop their policies as affordable drops out of the Affordable Care Act. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
A new study shows several flaws in Broward County's special education services. The report was commissioned by the school district and done by a Tallahassee firm. It found problems including long bus rides for students who may have behavioral issues and little money allocated to programs that need it the most. But as Sun Sentinel reporter Scott Travis tells us, the main issue is the student-to-teacher ratio.
Broward County's staffing are worse than the others. They have more students per teacher and per specialist than the other districts. The school district position was that they don't agree with all the findings, but they did realize that they have a lot of work to do in a number of areas.
Broward County's special ed program has a 19-to-1 student-teacher ratio compared to Miami-Dade's 10-to-1. In Palm Beach County, there are about 13 special needs students for every one teacher. Broward School Board will meet next Tuesday to reevaluate their special needs policies. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei.